in the second letter that God wrote to Timothy by the hand of Paul, he said, "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The Word of God is our authority because it shines on in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out. I believe that it is evident to all who have eyes and ears and a mind to think that we are living in perilous times. In this letter that God wrote by Paul, he tells Timothy, "In the last days, perilous times shall come." Our Lord says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." We are traveling in treacherous times. We are living in dark and dangerous days. But the Word of God is our light in the nighttime, our lighthouse on the shore, our voice in the storm. It outshines all other books as the noonday sun outshines the stars at night. The Bible, this precious Word of God, is our authority, our unfailing guide. Multitudes are drifting on life's rugged ocean with no certainty for their future, no hope for their destiny. Many are wandering in the wastelands of despair. At a time like this, they need to hear a strong voice, a voice of authority as that Jesus spoke with, saying, "Walk in the right way." At no other time in human history has the voice of world leaders faltered and failed more wretchedly in calling the plays which chart the course of nations than they are today. In this time of change in morals and mores, the people of our nation and of every nation need a criteria for their guide. There is only one shining star of hope in this black midnight sky, only one sure word of prophecy, only one great recorded writings which speaks with authority on every phrase of human life and destiny. The holy book that I have here in my hand is not only the book of the month, it is the book of the ages. It is our authority because it tells us with absolute authority that we are created beings made in the image of God. This blessed book tells us that God is the author of all life, the maker of heaven and earth and all things therein. Human theories as to the origin of man and matter and all living creatures have changed many times. But the biblical statements concerning the origin of man and matter and all living things have never changed. They remain the same, unchallenged by the theories of man. This book I take as my authority because it has the ability, the power, to withstand every attack of its enemies. Jesus said in John chapter 10, "This scripture cannot be broken." And through the centuries, skeptics have scoffed at the Bible. They have come and gone. And God's word remains unbroken, powerful, alive, true, saving, cleansing, healing, comforting, keeping, and abiding forever. These things which have threatened the Word of God have only proven just how true it really is. I have been told that at the turn of the 20th century, rationalism got out his penknife and said, "I'm going to cut the Word of God to pieces. I'm going to do away with it." Since then, however, God's Word has been translated into over 1,000 languages, and God has raised up a blood-bought, Spirit-filled people who believe His Word from the first verse, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth," to the final words, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." These people are determined to live according to His Word. They're taking this good news to everyone who has not heard it. This Holy Bible is our authority because our hearts tell us that every promise in this book is true. God said in 2 Corinthians, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen." The soldier on the battlefield with this New Testament over his heart believes that all the promises in the Word of God are true. The Christian standing beside a small coffin at an open grave believes the comforting promises of this book. It is the oldest book in the world. It has stood the test of time and will stand the test of eternity. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. The psalmist said, "Thy Word is true from the beginning." He says again, it is the original book, the source book, the reservoir of all truth. This book, older than the pyramids of Egypt or even the snow-capped mountains, tell us with accuracy all about the past, all about the present, and all about the future. It is the oldest document in the universe, but it still has more life, more power, and more truth in one verse than all other books combined. The gospel of Christ is our authority because of its transforming power. This book means life or death, depending on our response to it. What this generation needs is the transforming power of this Word. Let me tell you what it has done for me. I was in darkness. This Word led me into the light. I was blind. This healing Word opened my eyes. I was on my way to hell. But now, with God's Word in my heart and in my hand, I am traveling on the highway to heaven.